Scripture for the sermon is taken from Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read in Mandarin. 若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。我们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭。 本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。主日学学生可以离开到你们的课堂去。Children may
be excused to the Sunday school.
我们把以下的时间交给牧师。Let's give the following time to the pastor.
请。我们很高兴今天有丽牧师在我们的当中，他是我们这个传神这个机构的负责人，他们传神的这个机构，这致力于家庭祭坛的这个意向的推广，之后在他的这个讲道当中，我们希望他也有机会做一些他们简单的介绍，So I'd like to give the following time to Pastor Lee, who is in charge of
pacing our mission.
Yes. 我们请他等一下, we'd like to ask him to maybe introduce himself a little bit more to us and also his ministry. We give the following time to Pastor Lee and also Samantha for translation.
好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天可以跟大家来到这边一起敬拜。
I'm very glad to be here today to worship with each one of you.
刚刚长老提到家庭祭坛。
Just now, Elder John mentioned
family worship, yeah, family altar.
Worship of the altar.
Yeah. 我想因为今天主日的时间不是太多。
But I think we don't have enough time today.
没有关系, 我也带了一本我的杂志来。
So I brought my magazine.
那待会可以发给大家一人一本。
And we will send it to you guys.
那这个大家可以回去带回去看。
You can bring it back and read about it.
好，今天要跟大家分享的一个题目叫做人生的保障。So
today our topic is life security.
多数人的一生呢，其实呢，都在建筑追求我们人生的保障。Most
of us spend our life seeking for the security.
但怎样我们的人生才可以得到保障？
But how can we really secure our lives?
我曾经看过一部电影是Will Smith演的。
I once watched a movie by Will Smith.
它叫做《当幸福来敲门》。
It's called The Pursuit of Happiness.
有没有看过这部电影？
Have you watched this movie?
我看的时候掉了好几次的眼泪。
I cried several times when I watched this.
我大概介绍一下这部电影的内容。
I will give you a brief recap of what this movie is about.
这部电影呢，是描述一位从事医疗器材销售的业务员。
It's talking about a salesman for medical devices.
他工作呢非常努力。
He worked really hard.
然后呢，可是呢，却一点收获都没有。
But he got no return.
那他也非常殷勤的跑客户。
He's very diligent.
可是呢，没有成绩。
But there is just no sales.
赚不到钱,
he can't make any money.
他的生活压力很大,
he was under great pressure.
有一天呢, 他经过一家公司的门口,
one day he went past a company.
然后呢, 他看到一个年纪跟他差不多的中年人,
and he saw a middle-aged man around his age.
然后他开着一台敞篷车,
with a sport car.
Convertible.
Convertible, sorry.
那这个中年人呢，非常有自信、帅气的从什么 敞篷车上面跳下来。
And he's really handsome, and he's with great confidence, and he get off his convertible.
他看得很羡慕。
And Will was really admire him.
然后呢，然后他就把这个年纪跟他相反的这位这个中年人拦了下来。
So he stopped the businessman.
问他你从事什么样的工作
？And asked him, what job do you do?
然后呢，这个中年人告诉他。
And the middle-aged man told him.
他是从事什么金融股票的什么交易员
？He's a broker.
然后呢，所以他开始一心的向往这个行业。
Will wanted to work in that business, in that industry.
可是要进入这样的一个金融行业
，But to work in finance,
他必须忍受6个月没有薪水的训练。
He had to go through 6 months training without any payment.
然后呢，他还要照顾他的家庭。
And he needed to take care of his family.
在这六个月当中
，In the 6 months,
他的妻子受不了了。
His wife left him.
离开他，然后呢，他被他的房东赶出去。
His landlord also asked him to leave.
他带着他的唯一的儿子。
He took his only son.
然后呢，到这个教会的这个收容所，每天在下了班以后，在那边排队等待一个救助的晚上的一个位置。
Waiting line out of the church every evening to try to get some dinner and also find a place to sleep.
有一天
one day,
他太晚下班了。
He got off work.
结果没有位置。
And there's no place.
他带着他的儿子。
He took he went with his son.
走在街头。
Wandering on the street.
晚上要睡觉了。
It was nighttime, bedtime. Sorry.
然后呢？他们只好到公厕里面去。
And they had to spend their time in a public toilet.
当我看到这画面的时候
，When I saw this,
我眼泪掉下来了。
And tears fall down my cheeks.
因为当时我儿子的年纪就是像他儿子的年纪一样大。
Because my son was of the same age of his son.
对他儿子来说
，To his son,
只要有爸爸的同在。
As long as his father is with him,
就感觉到幸福。
He is happy.
可是对爸爸来说
，But for the father,
情何以堪
？It's really difficult.
睡在厕所里面
，Sleeping in a toilet,
怕被人家发现
，Afraid of being found by others.
但是6个月的时间过去了， but, 他咬紧牙根。
But 6 months time passed.
他终于成为一个正式的一个经纪人。
He survived and became a broker.
他开始赚到了钱。
He started to make money.
改变了他的生活。
Changed his life.
这是一个成功、幸福、得到保障的故事。
This is a happy story.
可是，我们的成功真的可以带来我们人生的保障吗？
But in real life, can our success really bring us happiness and security?
我们的成功真的可以为我们的家庭带来真的幸福吗？
Can our success really bring the true happiness to our family?
电影告诉我们。
The movie told us.
可是我们今天要从圣经里面来看。
We can, but if we read the Bible.
下一章。麻烦下一张好吧。那刚刚这篇诗篇大家都念过，这篇诗篇的作者是叫做所罗门。
The psalm we just read we are all familiar with. And
所罗门是谁呢
？And the writer is King Solomon. Who is he?
他是一个含着金汤匙长大的。
He was born in a privileged family.
他生在皇宫。
He's born in the emperor's family.
长在皇室
grow up there.
最终呢，他继承他爸爸大卫王，成为以色列的国王。
And took over King David's throne.
所以这篇诗篇是他在告诉我们，人生怎样在他的人生里面，在他的国家当中，怎样才可以得到保障。
And this Psalms talks about how to get real security in our lives and in our countries.
好，第一点。
So first,
在工作上呢，追求经历上帝的作为，全然的仰望。
Yes, we need to fix our eyes upon the Lord and pursue it to experience His presence in our work.
所罗门呢，他是一位成功的国王，他集权力、财富、智慧于一身。
Solomon is a successful king. He has all the power, wisdom, and wealth.
他所拥有呢，不只是内在外在的能力。
He's more than all the abilities he have, no matter if it's visible or invisible.
在当时的人都认为他是怎么样，是一个成功的国王。
Everyone at that time regard his
他有多成功呢
as a successful king.
下一张，谢谢。下一张，来，对不起，在智慧上面，来，我们一起来念好不好？他有多成功哈？在智慧上，来，一起来念，预备，来。
罪人三千句，是多于真理
好。
In his wisdom, we can check First Kings, chapter 4, verse 32 to 34.
Okay, 好。那接下来哈，这个箴言二十五章第一节有谈到哈，说这个什么说这个箴言的主要作者是所罗门。
And also, we can see that Solomon is the main writer of the book of Proverbs.
然后在列王记上。十一章四十一节也谈到说，在他的谱告里面，他的谱文里面，说他的文学成就都收录在什么《所罗门王记》里面。
And also in First King chapter 11 verse 41, it talks about in his obituary all his achievement in arts is recorded in the book of the Annals of Solomon.
有没有才华？这边有没有人做诗超过所罗门的
have anyone here wrote more than what Solomon has written?
好，我们再看下面，在贸易上面。
In his wealth, and business.
好，我们一起来念好不好？来，预备，来。聪不聪明？很会做生意吧？他就用他有的换没有的。
Yeah, Solomon was really smart, and also in First King,
好，下面
he made all these trade deals with Hiram, king of Tyre.
好，在下面，好来。
Solomon 又进行海上贸易，以金别的船，建造的船，
在红海和印度洋上航行。每隔三年，航海的人会把金子、象牙、孔雀带来。商人又从厄斐带来四千他，四百。
可算是一笔颇大的财富。
好，继续来。
是，后的马车和战车，和金都给客人和亚兰人赚取利润。
哎，这个人够聪明哦，因为你知道。在第二项里面，对不起
，sorry. So, talk about Solomon making all those trade deals overseas and getting gold, ivory, and baccoons, and also he bought chariots and horses from Egypt, and also sold some of those to Hittites and Arameans.
其实刚刚在第二项这个买卖。 战车马车的事情。
Here, the trade deals around horses and chariots.
我们如果在圣经的这个生命记里面看到，这是被神所禁止的。
If we read, in the Bible, it's actually forbidden by the Lord, in Deuteronomy.
这个是我们基督徒在事业上必须要注意小心的，有没有违背神的心意？
And we need to be really careful with this in our work as well. Are we going against of the Lord's will in our work?
好，这后面会讲。来，接下来，在国防军事上。
And then in the defense.
好，我们一起来念，预备，来。
从聚集战车马兵有战车1400辆，马兵12000名，安置在屯车的城邑和耶路撒冷。
Solomon accumulated horses and chariots. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, and he put them in chariot cities and also with him in Jerusalem.
好，下一张，在外交上面。
And in his relationship with other countries, all the kings respect him and bring gifts to him.
成不成功？
Is he successful?
成功吗？好像你们认为不太成功哦。成不成功？
He is successful.
无论别人如何看待所罗门的成功，对所罗门自己而言，他觉得他一生里面最值得被纪念的两件事。
So no matter how other people think about him or to Solomon, his most successful accomplishment in his lifetime are two things.
在提到这两件事之前呢？
Before we talk about those two things,
这样子一个成功的国王
such a successful king,
他有需要保障吗？
Did he still need security?
你觉得他有没有需要保障？
What do you think?
有智慧？
He's with wisdom?
有权力？
Power?
有金钱？
Money?
还有需要吗？
Did he still need security?
强大的美国。
Such a powerful country as the US.
强壮中的中国。
A growing nation like China.
需要保障吗？
Do those countries need security?
所罗门告诉我们答案。
Solomon told us.
刚刚在经文里面提到，若非耶和华，就枉然。他连续提了两次。
Solomon told us in the verse that unless the Lord builds and watches over for us, we work in vain.
若非耶和华，就枉然。
Unless the Lord, we're in vain.
刚刚提到所罗门最引以为傲，他人生最值得被纪念的两件事情。
The most successful things for Solomon in his lifetime.
第一个是为耶和华建造圣殿。
The first is to build a temple for the Lord.
第二件事情呢，就是把以色列建立成强大的一个王国。
The second is to establish Israel as a strong kingdom.
他为了耶路撒冷盖了城墙。
He built a wall around Jerusalem.
这个是当时的历史，当时历史就文字记载下来，有画家把它画下来。当时的耶路撒冷城，所罗门王时代的耶路撒冷城。
This is what the artist at that time depicted, the Jerusalem during Solomon's time.
所以有解经家说，房屋城池所指的应该就是所罗门为耶和华所建造的圣殿，以及为耶路撒冷城所建造的城墙。
So the scholars said here.The house is actually the temple, and the city is talking about Jerusalem.
这对所罗门王来讲，这都是他的丰功伟业。
For the for King Solomon, those are his most grand accomplishments.
可是呢，不论再怎么伟大的丰功伟业
，But no matter how successful he was,
所罗门说怎么样，一切都是枉然。
He said he could be working in vain.
下一章，什么叫做枉然
？What is in vain？
枉然呢？其实他这个的字义的意思是荒废、毁坏。
It's originated from being abandoned and destroyed.
什么样叫怎么样的荒废、毁坏呢
？How can things be abandoned and destroyed？
因着天灾。
It's because of natural.
因着人祸。
Or man-made disasters.
所带来的荒废、毁坏。
Those disasters bring destruction. Thank you.
所以呢，枉然的意思就是我们下面所说的叫做什么？
So,
虚假、虚荣、虚空，没有意义。
Means fake vanity, meaningless.
所罗门知道。
Solomon knew.
华丽的圣殿。
Magnificent temple.
坚固的城池。
Established city.
都会因着天灾人祸，无法为他的王国带来安全。
Couldn't provide real security for his kingdom because there would be nature or man-made disasters.
天灾人祸没有办法为他的国家带来安全。
Those disasters would put his kingdom into danger.
所以所罗门知道他一切的保障成就。
So Solomon knew all his accomplishments.
要经历上帝的作为。
Needs to be put within God's work.
他必须全然仰望的上帝。
He needs to fix his eye upon the Lord.
因此呢，耶和华曾经向所罗门显现。
So when the Lord appeared to Solomon.
神耶和华向所罗门问他，他要了什么？一起来念，王上三章五节，来预备，来。
耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿意我赐给你
？”The Lord asked him, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
所以所罗门向上帝求什么？有求钱财吗
？So did Solomon ask for more wealth?
有求权力吗
？Power?
他求什么？我们一起来念。
对，求你赐我智慧。
He asked for a discerning heart.
所以所罗门向上帝求智慧，所罗门很清楚的知道他的丰功伟业来自于耶和华所赐的智慧。
Solomon asked the Lord for wisdom because he knew that all his accomplishments are coming from God's wisdom.
来自于上帝所赐的恩典。
And his blessings.
所以他成为以色列王以后
，So after he became the king of Israel，
他向神求了智慧
，He asked for a discerning heart。
他经历了上帝的祝福
，Experienced the Lord's blessings。
他经历了上帝的作为
，And his work。
全然仰望他父大卫的神
，He fixed his eyes upon the God of his father King David。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
人通常将自我的安全感
we oftentimes put our sense of security
建立在哪里
on where
建立在所看得到的城池
on visible cities
建立在所看得到房屋
buildings
建立在我们所看得到的学位
degrees
建立在我们的银行的存款里面
And also in our bank accounts.
可是所罗门说什么
？But Solomon said,
若不是耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华来看守城池，房屋城池都没办法带来真正的安全和保障。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
一切都会变成虚空，一切都会变成虚假，一切都会变成没有意义。
The house and the city can't provide us with real security, and everything could be in vain.
这是一首上行诗。
This is a song of ascents.
其实上行诗是以色列人他们要到耶路撒冷敬拜的时候唱的诗歌。
Ascents are what Israelites sang when they went up to the temple to worship.
因为所罗门所建立的强大王国。
Because of this kingdom Solomon built.
最终没有为以色列人带来保障。
Didn't provide security for Israelites.
因为当他们离弃了上帝。
Because when they abandoned the Lord.
他们国家被灭亡了。
Their country got destroyed.
他们被掳了。
They got taken away.
所以当他们在被掳归回以后。
So when they returned.
他们要来到耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
They went to the temple to worship the Lord.
他们嘴巴唱着所罗门所写的歌。
They sang the song that Solomon has written.
以色列因着自己的罪被上帝离弃。
Israelites was abandoned by the Lord because of their
sins. 受到上帝的刑罚。
They were punished by the Lord.
他们唱这首歌的时候。
When they sang this song.
心里有什么样的感受？
What were they feeling?
他们明白。
They knew.
若不是依靠上帝的作为。
If unless the Lord builds and watches for them.
若不是仰望上帝。
Unless they look up on the Lord.
一切都没有。
All their work is in vain.
现在呢，他们终于回来了。
Now they've returned.
他们唱着这诗歌告诉自己。
They sang a song to tell themselves.
一切的保障，一切的安全感。
All the security.
在他们的人生中。
In their lives.
不是建立在自己的房屋。
It's not established on their houses.
不是建立在自己的城池上面。
Or their cities.
而是根基在上帝的保守里面。
But on Lord's protection.
所以这里告诉我们什么？
So what does it tell us?
在我们工作上应当全然的仰望上帝。
In our work, we should fix our eyes upon the Lord.
追求经历上帝的作为。
Pursue it to experience God's work.
就可以给我们人生带来保障。
And we will have the security in our lives.
好，第二件。
And secondly,
在工作上，在生活上，要享受上帝的祝福。
In our daily lives, we need to pursue God's blessing.
全然的交托。
And submit our entire life to Him.
这边提到耶和华所亲爱的。
Here it mentions, those He loves.
所罗门是一位非常有才华的诗人。
Solomon is a very talented poet.
他把自己写在诗中里面。
He put himself in his song.
下一章。耶和华所亲爱的什么意思？
What is those he loves?
在撒母耳记下 里面提到，当所罗门出生的时候。
In 2 Samuel it mentioned when Solomon was born.
先知拿单给他的另外一个名字。
Nathan the prophet gave him another name,
叫做耶底迪亚
which is Jedidiah.
这就是耶和华所亲爱的
which means loved by the Lord.
所以他用耶和华所亲爱的就把他的名字写在这个诗篇里面。
So he used the phrase those he loves to put himself into the psalm.
他写出他自己的心声。
He wrote what he thinks.
被耶和华所爱，国事繁重。也享受一切荣华富贵的所罗门。
Solomon loved by the Lord and was and busy by with work.
他写出他的心声。
He wrote what his heart thinks.
清早起来。
Rise early.
夜晚安歇。
And stay up late.
吃劳碌所得来的饭。
Toiling for food to eat.
生活一切都是枉然。
But everything's in vain.
下一章。劳碌，我想大家都有经，现在人都有经验。
I think we are all, we have all experienced.
每个人不断在为我们自己的生活劳碌。
We toil for our lives.
下一张。劳碌这个所指的不只是我们身体的劳苦。
It's not just about that we're physically busy.
这个字是用来形容当上帝在咒诅夏娃时。他必须为着生产所带来的苦楚。
It's also the same word used for Eve, which the severe painful labor she has to bear when she gave birth.
在创世纪三章十六节。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 16.
怀过胎的妇女应该都知道。
All the women who bear children would know this.
怀胎的过程、生产的过程、养育的过程。
The process of bearing a children.
是只有劳力吗？
Is it just toiling?
妈妈们有没有劳心
？Mothers.
哎呀，妈妈笑得非常的。每个妈妈都可以体会，所以劳碌所包含的不是只有身体的劳苦。
Every mother has experienced it's not just the pain in the physical in your physical body.
包括精神的压力
，but also the pressure.
心理的愁烦
the worry.
枉然刚刚前面有说过，虚空虚假没有意义。
And we've talked about in vain already. It's fake vanity and meaningless.
所以所罗门呢认为呢，从早到晚，忙忙碌碌，天复一天，年复一年呢，然后歇息。
So Solomon thinks we toil day by day and year by year, and then we take rest.
这个对所罗门来说，再大的成就。
This to him.
再大的成就，他也感到虚空，没有意义，枉然。
This to him is in vain. No matter how much accomplishment he made.
好，下一章。其实这边用到所罗门用到箴言这个传道书里面所说的虚空的虚空，我们一起来念好不好？来。
虚空的虚空。虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
凡事都是虚空，对所罗门来讲，劳碌、吃喝，对他来讲都是虚空。
This is actually the same thing Solomon talked about in Ecclesiastes. He said, "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." To Solomon, the toiling and eating is all in vain.
可是传道书里面又鼓励人，人若能享受日光之下，吃劳碌所来的，这也是上帝的祝福。
But Ecclesiastes also encourages us that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun.
那是很大的恩典。
It's actually a great blessing.
可是所罗门说什么
？But what Solomon said?
他说：“我们清早起来，夜晚安歇，自己能够好好的享受一天所得的。”
He said, "Sorry." He said, "We rise up early and stay up late and toiling for food to eat."
不但如此
，Not only that.
晚上如果能好好的睡个觉
，If we can have a sound sleep during the night,
享受在上帝的安歇里面
，Enjoy the peace within God.
这才是最大的祝福。
That is the real blessing.
大家知道所罗门的问题在什么地方吗
？Do you see the problem with Solomon?
所罗门有睡觉的问题。
He has sleeping disorders.
以前，现在也不老了哈。以前我还在比较年轻的时候。
Years ago.
我女儿已经二十岁了哈。
My daughter is already 20.
我只要闭上眼睛，天塌下来也叫不醒我。
When I was young, if I close my eyes and go to sleep, nothing can wake me up.
慢慢年纪增长了
，But as I grew older,
有压力了。
I started to have more pressure.
我开始渐渐睡不着觉了。
And I can't really have a good sleep.
半夜会醒过来了。
I will wake up during in the midnight.
一点风吹草动，我就会醒过来了。
I will wake up to any little movements.
其实，如果长期下来
，so if it's a chronic problem，
睡眠障碍
，sleeping disorder，
是现代人身体健康的最大杀手。
It's one of the greatest dangers to modern people's health.
所以，睡眠障碍呢，对我们的身心灵都会产生很大的什么？危险。
It exposes our physical being, our hearts and our spirits to great danger.
所以睡觉问题呢，不是只有现代的问题。
It's not just a modern problem.
睡觉的问题呢？
It's actually
从所罗门时代就有了。
We had it in Solomon's time.
所以每天生活在忙碌的这个国事当中。
So in all his busy work.
享受在荣华富贵当中。
In all his wealth.
生活无止境的循环。
Solomon's life is just circling.
繁忙。
Busyness.
忧国忧民。
And he's worried about the kingdom.
他不仅感觉到空虚。
Not only did Solomon felt in vain.
没有意义。
And meaningless.
他觉得人生最大的祝福是什么？
He saw what he saw the biggest blessing in one's life.
好好睡一个觉。
Is to have a sound sleep.
所以所罗门告诉我们。
So Solomon told us.
在生活中。
In our lives.
不是日复一日。
It's not just about
Yeah. 不是年复一年。
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 听得懂。
Oh.
不是浑浑噩噩。
It's not just busy for no reason day by day and year by year.
不是忙忙碌碌。
It's not just about being busy.
劳苦愁烦。
And being pressured.
而是必须经历上帝的爱。
But to experience God's love.
全然将我们生活交托给上帝。
Submit our entire life to the Lord.
享受上帝的祝福。
And enjoy God's blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
所罗门知道
，Solomon knew，
人要依靠上帝才是唯一的保障。
Our own true security is to rely upon God。
很可惜的是
，But pitifully，
他知道
，He knew it，
他没有做到
，But he didn't do it。
我们看到所罗门这一位一世英明的国王
，We saw Solomon such a wise king。
刚刚有提到。
We just mentioned.
圣经所禁止的不准马匹买卖。
He did the trade that was forbidden by the Bible, which is selling horses and chariots.
他做了。
Yeah, he did it.
不仅于此。
Not one time.
他为了把以色列再建立一个更强大的王国。
But many times. So to establish Israel to a strong kingdom.
他晚节不保。
He failed in his elder years.
他娶了外邦的女子。
And he got hundreds of wives, from outside of Israel.
增添了许多妃后。
He got hundreds of concubines.
学从了他们的信仰。
And followed their religions.
远离了上帝。
Strayed away from the Lord.
所以耶和华厌恶所罗门。
So the Lord disliked him.
容许以色列四面受敌。
And allowed Israel to be surrounded by its enemies.
虽然在所罗门时代,
though in Solomon's time,
神没有把以色列王国从他手中夺去。
The Lord didn't took the kingdom of Israel from him.
所罗门的儿子要面对国家的分裂。
Solomon's son is facing a separated country.
国家分成南北两个国家。
Israel separated to north and south two countries.
但最终。
But eventually.
两个国家也都灭亡了。
Both countries are destroyed.
我相信每一个人都渴望在自己的人生里面得着保障。
I think every one of us wanted to have some life security.
我想最后跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
I want to share with you a true story.
我有一个朋友。
I have a friend.
是一个非常聪明的生意人。
He's a very smart businessman.
他不会讲英文。
He can't speak English.
可是呢，他开了全台湾最大的补习班连锁。
But he had the most successful, after school class chain in Taiwan.
他非常的努力工作。
He worked really hard.
他底下有很多的美籍老师。
And there are many native American speakers.
有很多 博士、硕士毕业的在为他工作。
Many PhDs and masters were working for him.
他非常努力。
He worked really hard.
可是呢，经常没有办法好好的睡觉。
But he couldn't sleep well.
甚至呢，他也经常吃不下饭。
He oftentimes couldn't eat.
多年的努力。
After years of work.
他为了给他的家人更好的保障。
To provide more security to his families.
他为了给他的员工更好的保障。
And more security to his staff.
他的补习班的数量是全台湾最多的。
He established his after school classes to be the biggest one in Taiwan.
然后呢，他也终于买下一栋12层高的大楼。
He bought a 12 floor building as his headquarter.
在台北市的火车站附近。
Just next to.台北 train station
面对富士康总部鸿海大楼的正对面。
It's a really good location.
成不成功？
Was he successful?
当在看到他事业达到巅峰的时候
，When he reached his the peak of his His career.
他很积极的拓展大陆的市场。
He tried to establish his business into the mainland China.
有一天，他觉得他肚子不舒服。
And one day he felt he's not that comfortable.
他以为他的这个胆结石又复发了。
He thought his some of his diseases came back. Kidney stone. Yeah, sorry.
结果他就到他附近的台大医院。
So he went to the Taiwan University Hospital.
想说做个检查。
And he did a check.
拿个止痛药。
And he took some painkillers.
但医生一看。
But the doctor did a check on him.
告诉他说你必须留下来。
And told him that he had to stay.
你要做详细的检查。
And he had to go through like even more detailed checks.
两天以后。
Two days after.
在忐忑不安里面。
In all his worrisome.
医生告诉了他答案。
The doctor gave him the answer.
他得到肝癌末期。
It's end stage liver cancer.
告诉他。
The doctor told him.
你只剩三个月的生命。
You have 3 months to live.
这是我的朋友。
This is my friend.
这是我的亲戚。
This is my relative.
这时候，他绝对不能接受这样子的一个结果。
At that time, he couldn't accept this result.
才买的大楼。
He just bought his new building.
还有很多的业务要拓展。
All the business he wanted to establish.
有多少人必须靠着他？
So many people are living, relying on him.
这时候他终于明白了。
And then he realized.
他所努力的一切。
Everything he worked on.
不能给他带来任何的保障。
Can't bring him any security.
过去他没有时间聚会。
Before he didn't have time to join fellowships.
过去他没有时间陪家人。
Or.Spend time with his family.
因为他必须要忙碌。
Because he has to toil.
给他的家人。
To provide.
给他的公司带来保障。
Security for his family and his company.
可是当他生病以后。
But after he got sick.
他告诉牧师。
He told his pastor.
他什么都不要了。
He wanted nothing.
他好希望能好好的聚会。
But time to have good fellowship.
他好希望可以好好花时间陪他的家人。
But time to spend with his family.
他好希望可以多点时间来服侍上帝。
But time to serve the Lord.
所以钱不是问题。
Money wasn't an issue for him.
换肝。
Change a liver. A transplant liver, sorry.
肝癌末期还可以换肝吗？
Can you do trans transplant
最好的药
the best medicine
钱不是问题
money is not an issue
结果医生告诉他多活了两个月
as a result the doctor helped him to live for 2 months more
最后在他不甘愿的情况下
And finally, though he's really unwilling,
医生用最重剂量的吗啡
under the heaviest dose of morphine that he could possibly take,
他哭着走了
He passed away crying.
他的家人
His family
也在不舍的当中
was also very unwilling.
哭着让他走了。
But let him pass away crying.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
听完所罗门所说的
After listening to what Solomon said,
我不晓得你的人生你是否一样在追求你的保障
I don't know if you are also seeking for life security in your work.
我的朋友的故事告诉我
My friend's story told me,
所罗门说的是对。
Solomon was right.
我不晓得今天你来到美国。
I don't know if now you are coming to the United States.
你是不是要追求一个更安全、更稳固的地方
？Are you trying to find a more secure, more peaceful place?
为你自己。
For yourself.
为你的家人。
And your family.
因着努力。
With your great work.
带来更稳固的保障。
You're thinking about maybe you can bring more security to them.
我要告诉你的是
But I have to tell you.
上帝是我们唯一的保障。
The Lord is our only life security.
愿我们每一个人不要像所罗门王一样。
I wish that each one of us won't be like Solomon.
知道。
Knowing what to do.
却做不到。
But not acting like it.
最后。
And lastly.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
耶稣
Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
趁我们现在
seize this moment.
还可以寻求主的时候
that we can still seek God.
还可以依靠主的时候
and rely upon him.
让我们一起来寻求他。
Let's seek.
透过我们在工作上面
and through our work.
追求经历上帝的作为
we pursue to experience God's presence.
全然的仰望他
fix our eyes upon him.
在生活上面
in our lives.
我们追求全然对他的享受。
We pursue to enjoy God's blessings.
他的祝福。
And His grace.
上帝要成为我们人生唯一的保障。
And we will let Lord be the only life security of us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你告诉我们。
Thank you for telling us.
主啊。
Lord,
凡老虎担重担的
all who you all who are weary and burdened,
我就你就要使我们得安息
you will bring us to peace.
今天把我的弟兄姐妹
today I bring my brothers and sisters
带到你的面前
to your seat.
他们的内心里面
in their hearts.
有什么样没有办法交托的
If they have something that they're unwilling to submit to you
他们内心里面
If in their hearts
有什么样的苦恼
There's some weariness
主啊求你帮助他们
Lord we pray that you help them
让他们可以全然的仰望
So they can fully fix their eyes upon you
全然的交托
And submit their entire life to you.
相信你是唯一的祝福。
And believe that you are the only blessing.
因为我们的学位。
Because all our degrees.
我们银行的存款。
Bank accounts.
不能给我们真正带来保障。
Can't provide real security to us.
这些都会变成虚空。
All of those are in vain.
主啊，我们唯独来到你的面前。
Lord, we come to your presence.
经历你。
Experience.
主，这才是我们人生的保障。
Lord, this is our real life security.
让我们改变我们的眼光。
Let us change our perspectives.
定睛在你的身上
and rely on you,
就像所罗门一样
just like Solomon,
就像所罗门所写的一样
like what he wrote,
耶和华所亲爱的必安然入睡
the Lord will grant sleep to those he loves.
耶稣，谢谢你
Jesus, we thank you.
愿你的话语
May your words
进到我的弟兄姐妹心里
be in our hearts
成为他们的祝福
and be our blessings
这样祈求祷告
We pray
乃是奉主耶稣的圣名
In Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.